Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with my colleague, Marco. He is currently completing his Honors Bachelor's of Arts degree in Political Science with a minor in Transitional Justice. He is pursuing entrance into a Master's degree in International Relations, and his research interests include civil society development, extractive resource ownership, and emerging security issues. His non-professional interests include sailing, skiing, and travel. Marco, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today.
Thank you very much for interviewing me.
It's always a pleasure. So Marco, I'd like for you to start off by telling our audience more about yourself along with your academic background.
So I'm a fourth year student at the University of Western Ontario in a double major in political science and economics. I learned about the NATO Association through a friend of mine that I met through an exchange program who'd been a previous intern here, and he told me that it was an excellent experience and a perfect opportunity for someone who was determined to pursue a career in politics or any sort of analytical work, because it gave you a lot of opportunities to edit and look at work. And in my own personal academics, I was very rocky about where I wanted to start. I started off looking at engineering degrees and looking at various science and math persuasions. And at the end of everything, I threw on a political science degree at the University of Western. And I ended up choosing it because I realized that was the one thing that I really liked and that I was passionate about. So it was logical for me to pursue it. So now I'm in my fourth year. I have one more year after that. And I look to pursue a master's of sciences in economics at a good school, I hope.
Absolutely. And without a doubt, you'll be able to get into a master's degree with your background and your knowledge, along with the work that you've done at various associations and organizations. In terms of the work that you've done here at the NATO Association of Canada, what would you say have been some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with being the program editor of the International Business and Economy Program?
Well, the biggest thing that I could point out is the ability to actually be handled like a professional. The reception of others when you come to them and you say, I'm the program editor for International Business and Economics at the NATO Association, it immediately lets you get your foot in the door with people that you normally wouldn't be able to even talk to. And it opens up a lot of opportunities, not only to network, but actually to gain content of value for the work that you're doing. The day-to-day where I'm editing and writing articles for the organization allows me to build up my repertoire of actual knowledge and skills, and especially current events. I'm always plugged into what's going on around the world. I read up to like 15 different news sources, and I keep finding new ones from my colleagues and from various other sources. I'd say some of the most rewarding things in order are definitely my colleagues. I really enjoy working with everyone here. It's a very professional atmosphere with a lot of young and very determined and professionally minded people who want to advance not only their own careers, but also to work with others to advance the field itself. And when you can find these things at such a young age, like mine and my colleagues, it really makes you start thinking that, you know, there is a future for political science and for international relations students beyond just ending up in a government position. There are other options. It really opens your eyes. I'd say the second most rewarding thing is the events that I get to attend. They're possibly some of the most entertaining things I've been to because it just gives you a glimpse into the world of what politics is and like what the high-level discussions that people end up having that shape the world are.
Definitely. I completely agree with you. Over the past year, I've had the opportunity to be with the NATO Association of Canada. From September to May, I was the program editor of Global Horizons. And as a result of taking part in this internship, I have had many opportunities to network with diplomats, government officials, and influential members of the international community. Now, currently over the past, I want to say, 3 months, I've been Canada's NATO podcast contributor and outreach coordinator. And this has provided me, again, with many opportunities to continue to build that network and to continue to engage with young professionals. The point that I want to make is that for anyone who's interested in becoming a member of the NATO Association of Canada, we provide great membership here. So for anyone who's interested in attending our events or attending our conferences or engaging in dialogue about the most up-to-date relevant issues, you can certainly become a member. So what I oftentimes tell students to do is to come out to one of our events, see how you like it. If you find it interesting, then you can certainly purchase a membership. And if you go on the NATO Association of Canada's website, you'll see all of our upcoming events. So again, it's a great way to network with professionals, it's a great way to engage in dialogue, and it's a great way to explore the opportunities out there. We do have internships, we have a team of program editors that are dedicated and committed to releasing publications every week. And I have to say that over the past year, I've had many opportunities to engage with different program editors, and this team is just so committed to providing and producing such high-quality content that every week, every program editor is releasing something under their program. So in terms of the work that you're doing as a program editor of International Business and Economy, for the next program editors, what is the best advice that you can provide to that person?
The best advice for international business and economy is that you're not going to have a lot of junior research fellows working on this subject because it is, I wouldn't say more complicated, but it requires a niche interest. And so you get very determined people who want to contribute a lot of work. I'd say you want to spend most of your time building your relationships with these JRFs, the junior research fellows, and getting their work up to a degree that is good for the association. It also provides other benefits in building that relationship. You can stimulate your own work or work with other people to produce joint works that are of higher quality and that are peer-reviewed and more credible, not only for your own writing profile, but for the organizations as well. The other bit of advice I'd say is, because you don't usually get as many junior research fellows as anyone else, is to really contribute as much as you can. This is a perfect platform for you to have access to publishing work as an undergraduate student or as any person that's at any point in their career or in their studies. It is a publishing platform, and this is really rare. So I think that people should take advantage of that. I feel like as a program editor, you have a unique opportunity not only gain amazing editorial experience and build relationships with your academic peers, but also to contribute to a worthwhile discourse and discussion about the field of international business and economics, something which in a security organization is not covered as much. So I'd say focus on making the connections, not only with your JRS, but with the work that you do, because in the future, it'll highlight to people the importance of money insecurity.
Certainly. And I think that for anyone considering an internship with the NATO Association of Canada, we do provide these positions every 4 months. There is an application deadline. So for those who are interested, you can just go on the NATO Association of Canada's website, see the requirements, see the deadlines, and I encourage those who are interested to apply. I can say firsthand that as a result of completing, you know, 2 internships here, and currently I'm in my 3rd term, this is the kind of association that will not only allow you to meet with the diplomats, meet with government officials, and meet with scholars, academics in the community. This is the type of organization and association that will allow you to engage in dialogue. If there is a certain field of international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy that is of interest to you, you can certainly go through all of the programs and determine which program would best suit you, which program you want to pursue in terms of publishing, in terms of writing, in terms of conducting research. We not only have a team of program editors, we also have a team of research analysts. And as I was saying before, the first 8 months here, I was the program editor of Global Horizons, and currently as Canada's NATO podcast contributor and outreach coordinator, I'm classified as a research analyst. So for those who do complete an internship, let's say someone is available to commit to coming into the office 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, from 9 to 5 for the first 4 months. And then if that person then determines that they want to stay on and they want to continue writing for the NATO Association of Canada, then we do provide research analysts. Now, if you know me, I'm here Monday to Friday, so you have that flexibility. And I choose to come here every day and to work Monday to Friday just because the energy in the office, the commitment, the drive, the, you know, you can see the ambition and you can see such talent that it inspires you to push harder and to continue to produce the quality of work that you're producing. So again, it's a great way to write about different issues pertaining to international relations. It's a great way to meet new people. And for those who are perhaps interested in completing an internship and then pursuing a field in international relations, pursuing professional writing, pursuing journalism. It's a fantastic way to, you know, make a name for yourself. I know that with myself, I never conducted interviews. I never thought that I would be doing journalistic work. Obviously, with my background, as you know, I did my bachelor's in legal studies, my master's in public service at the University of Waterloo. And then following that, I decided to pursue a degree in law through the University of London's international program. And I always thought of myself as someone that would pursue a career in the legal profession. And I still want to do that at some point. However, I find that completing interviews, pursuing journalism, pursuing academic writing, professional writing is something that is rewarding and of interest to me. And here at the NATO Association of Canada, we have fresh talent, young talent, people who release publications every week, and people who are professional journalists. You know, I view every program editor as someone who is a professional journalist because the process of conducting research, the process of producing something of high quality, and the process of getting people to engage in different areas pertaining to international relations is a process on its own, and it's one that's demanding, and it's one that you have that talent, and if you have that talent and that drive, then you decide to pursue it. But the point that I wanted to make about journalism is that, again, as a result of interning here, I have learned an immense amount about journalism, an immense amount about interviewing, an immense amount about networking and meeting with people. And diplomacy is something of interest to me. And with my background, being someone of Polish descent, as a result of being with the association, I have been able to network with the Consul General of Poland, with honorary consul generals, and in different regions representing different countries. So I would say that there's so many rewarding aspects associated with being here that I encourage everyone who's interested in being involved to consider applying for a potential internship. But now moving on with your background and with the work that you've done here at the association, for all of the followers and for all of the listeners today and for those who read your publications and follow your program, what are your plans starting in September?
Well, first off, my big plan is to finish school. I think that's everyone's plan always, is to get through the actual degree work. But I'd say a large part of my plans has started moving towards working in some capacity within the private sector, working for an NGO, or working for a place where I can start to apply empirical analysis methods for economic problems. I want to try and contribute to how we understand the way economics shapes our daily lives, and how we understand the way the world we live in and the businesses where we work and the things that we own and get, how they get to us and why they're able to get to us and what the best way of those things getting to us is. I'm really interested in trade, so I've been looking at trade companies and freight forwarding companies and customs brokerage, because I think that the fact that 90% of everything that we use and own and everything that we're touching right now has gotten to us in a container on a ship is amazing. Yeah. I think that the fact that that happens every day, and the fact that I can go outside and I can go buy something if I need it, and that can be anything, quite literally anything, especially in North America, I think that that's amazing. I think that's something that should be protected, but I also think that that's something that should be fair. I think that the people who make those things, and I think that the people who are, you know, bearing the burden of really supporting our consumption and supporting our needs should be taken care of as well. I think they should also enjoy a high standard of living like we do here. I think that's another essential mission of like the big idea of what is done here. We are a think tank in the sense that we contribute our thoughts to trying to shape the public image of what NATO does. But they're also still our thoughts. They're still the public of Canada's professionals and young students and academics, their thoughts on what we should do. And I found that more and more, this involves being progressive, it involves being open, and it involves being considerate of other parts of the world. And I think that's really important in NATO's existence, because NATO has been aging for a long time. And it's getting a facelift from a lot of young people who are starting to think beyond the borders of NATO countries and who think cooperation is just as valuable as having a strong defense plan.